This episode is brought to you by IVP. In a world that often demands more from us than we can give, managing stress isn't just beneficial, it's essential. In her book, Radical Relaxation, holistic nurse educator and wellness consultant Tracy Braylock provides a pathway to healing from stress through embracing principles of holistic wellness, intentional relaxation, and biblical wisdom. Drawing from the teachings of Jesus in the Gospel of John, Braylock equips readers to navigate pressure with grace and resilience. And as a listener of this podcast, you can receive Radical Relaxation for 25% off when you use the promo code IVPOD25. That's IVPOD25 at ivpress.com.
This is IVP.
Listening to Get in the Word with Truth Table.
Your word is truth, your word is life.
Presented by Innervar City Press.
Your word is truth, your word is life.
A daily audio Bible podcast read by Dr. Christina Edmondson
and Ekemini Uwan. Let's get in the Word, and may the Word get in us.
Open our eyes, that we may behold wonderful things in your Word.
Old Testament reading, Deuteronomy chapter 29 through Deuteronomy chapter 31, verse 13. Deuteronomy chapter 29, narrative interlude. These are the words of the covenant that the Lord commanded Moses to make with the people of Israel in the land of Moab, in addition to the covenant he had made with them at Horeb. The Exodus, Wandering and Conquest Reviewed. Moses proclaimed to all Israel as follows: You have seen all that the Lord did in the land of Egypt to Pharaoh, all his servants, and his land. Your eyes have seen the great judgments, those signs and mighty wonders. But to this very day the Lord has not given you an understanding mind, perceptive eyes, or discerning ears. I have led you through the wilderness for 40 years. Your clothing has not worn out, nor have your sandals deteriorated. You have eaten no bread and drunk no wine or beer, all so that you might know that I am the Lord your God. When you came to this place, King Sihon of Heshbon and King Og of Bashan came out to make war, and we defeated them. Then we took their land and gave it as an inheritance to Reuben, Gad, and half the tribe of Manasseh. The present covenant setting. Therefore, keep the terms of this covenant and obey them so that you may be successful in everything you do. You are standing today, all of you, before the Lord your God, the heads of your tribes, your elders, your officials, every Israelite man, your infants, your wives, and the resident foreigners living in your encampment, those who chop wood and those who carry water, so that you may enter by oath into the covenant the Lord your God is making with you today. Today he will affirm that you are his people and that he is your God, just as he promised you and as he swore by oath to your ancestors, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. It is not with you alone that I am making this covenant by oath, but with whoever stands with us here today before the Lord our God, as well as those not with us here today. The results of disobedience. For you know how we lived in the land of Egypt, and how we crossed through the nations as we traveled. You have seen their detestable things and idols of wood, stone, silver, and gold. Beware that the heart of no man, woman, clan, or tribe among you turns away from the Lord our God today to pursue and serve the gods of those nations. Beware that there is among you no root producing poisonous and bitter fruit. When such a person hears the words of this oath, he secretly blesses himself and says, I will have peace, though I continue to walk with a stubborn spirit. This will destroy the watered ground with the parched. The Lord will be unwilling to forgive him, and his intense anger will rage against that man. All the curses written in this scroll will fall upon him, and the Lord will obliterate his name from memory. The Lord will single him out for judgment from all the tribes of Israel according to all the curses of the covenant written in this scroll of the law. The generation to come, your descendants who will rise up after you, as well as the foreigner who will come from distant places, will see the afflictions of that land and the illnesses that the Lord has brought on it. The whole land will be covered with brimstone salt and burning debris. It will not be planted, nor will it sprout or produce grass. It will resemble the destruction of Sodom and Gomorrah, Admah and Zeboim, which the Lord destroyed in his intense anger. Then all the nations will ask, "Why has the Lord done all this to this land? What is this fierce, heated display of anger all about?" Then people will say, "Because they abandoned the covenant of the Lord, the God of their ancestors, which he made with them when he brought them out of the land of Egypt. They went and served other gods and worshiped them, gods they did not know, and that he did not permit them to worship. That is why the Lord's anger erupted against this land, bringing on it all the curses written in this scroll. So the Lord has uprooted them from their land in anger, wrath, and great rage, and has deported them to another land, as is clear today. The secret things belong to the Lord our God, but those that are revealed belong to us and our descendants forever, so that we might obey all the words of this law." Deuteronomy chapter 30, the results of covenant reaffirmation. When you have experienced all these things, both the blessings and the curses I have set before you, you will reflect upon them in all the nations where the Lord your God has banished you. Then if you and your descendants turn to the Lord your God and obey him with your whole mind and being, just as I am commanding you today, the Lord your God will reverse your captivity and have pity on you. He will turn and gather you from all the peoples among whom he has scattered you. Even if your exiles are in the most distant land, from there the Lord your God will gather you and bring you back. Then he will bring you to the land your ancestors possessed, and you also will possess it. He will do better for you and multiply you more than he did your ancestors. The Lord your God will also cleanse your heart and the hearts of your descendants so that you may love him with all your mind and being, and so that you may live. Then the Lord your God will put all these curses on your enemies, on those who hate you and persecute you. You will return and will obey the Lord, keeping all his commandments I am giving you today. The Lord your God will make the labor of your hands abundantly successful and multiply your children, the offspring of your cattle, and the produce of your soil. For the Lord will once more rejoice over you to make you prosperous, just as he rejoiced over your ancestors. If you obey the Lord your God and keep his commandments and statutes that are written in this scroll of the law, but you must turn to him with your whole mind and being. Exhortation to covenant obedience. This commandment I am giving you today is not too difficult for you, nor is it too remote. It is not in heaven, as though one must say, "Who will go up to heaven to get it for us and proclaim it to us so we may obey it?" And it is not across the sea, as though one must say, "Who will cross over to the other side of the sea and get it for us and proclaim it to us so we may obey it?" For the thing is very near you. It is in your mouth and in your mind so that you can do it. Look, I have set before you today life and prosperity on the one hand, and death and disaster on the other. What I am commanding you today is to love the Lord your God, to walk in his ways, and to obey his commandments, his statutes, and his ordinances. Then you will live and become numerous, and the Lord your God will bless you in the land that you are about to possess. However, if you turn aside and do not obey, but are lured away to worship and serve other gods, I declare to you this very day that you will certainly perish. You will not extend your time in the land you are crossing the Jordan to possess. Today, I invoke heaven and earth as witnesses against you that I have set life and death, blessing and curse before you. Therefore, choose life so that you and your descendants may live. I also call on you to love the Lord your God, to obey him and be loyal to him, for he gives you life and enables you to live continually in the land the Lord promised to give to your ancestors, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Deuteronomy chapter 31, verses 1 through 13. Succession of Moses by Joshua. Then Moses went and spoke these words to Israel. He said to them, "Today I am 120 years old. I am no longer able to get about. And the Lord has said to me, 'You will not cross the Jordan.' As for the Lord your God, he is about to cross over before you. He will destroy these nations before you, and you will dispossess them. As for Joshua, he is about to cross before you, just as the Lord has said. The Lord will do to them just what he did to Sihon and Og, the Amorite kings, and to their land, which he destroyed. The Lord will deliver them over to you, and you will do to them according to the whole commandment I have given you. Be strong and courageous. Do not fear or tremble before them, for the Lord your God is the one who is going with you. He will not fail you or abandon you. Then Moses called out to Joshua in the presence of all Israel, "Be strong and courageous, for you will accompany these people to the land that the Lord promised to give their ancestors, and you will enable them to inherit it. The Lord is indeed going before you. He will be with you. He will not fail you or abandon you. Do not be afraid or discouraged." The deposit of the covenant text. Then Moses wrote down this law and gave it to the Levitical priests who carried the ark of the Lord's covenant and to Israel's elders. He commanded them, at the end of 7 years, at the appointed time of the cancellation of debts, at the Feast of Shelters, when all Israel comes to appear before the Lord your God, in the place he chooses, you must read this law before them within their hearing. Gather the people, men, women, and children, as well as the resident foreigners in your villages, so they may hear and thus learn about and fear the Lord your God and carefully obey all the words of this law. Then their children, who have not known this law, will also hear about and learn to fear the Lord your God. For as long as you live in the land, you are crossing the Jordan to possess. This is the word of God for the people of God. May God add a blessing to the reading of his word. Let us go boldly to God's throne of grace. Prevailing God, thank you. Thank you, O God, that you, O Lord God, that in Jesus Christ, O God, that we are more than conquerors. Thank you so much, O Lord God, for this reminder and this the reminder of just your strong deliverance, O God, for the Israelites and to us, O God, the reminder, O God, of your provision and your compassion and your mercy and your grace, O God, that you include the foreigner, O God, people that were not yet in you, O Lord God, you also made room for us in your covenant. Thank you, my God. Thank you, Lord, O God, for this strong admonition to be strong and very courageous, O God, as during these turbulent and perilous times, O God, we are in need of courage. We are in need of courage in place of cowardice. We are in need of strength instead of weakness, O Lord God. We are in need, O God, of wisdom instead of foolishness, O Lord God. We are in need of self-control instead of licentiousness, O Lord. Would you help us? Would you help us, O God, to be strong and very courageous in these times? Would you help us, O God? Would you rid us of fear of man, O God, and only give us fear and trembling for you, O God? A deep, deep, humble reverence, O God, for who you are in our lives, Lord of our lives. God, have your way. Help us, O God, to revere you. Help us, O Lord God, to be good neighbors. Help us, O God, to walk boldly. O Lord, help us to be people who are marked by courage, O Lord God, and congruence, powerful and beautiful gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. I pray this all in the mighty and matchless name of Jesus. Amen. We pray this time of getting the word with Truth Table has encouraged us all to not only be hearers of God's word, but doers.
Share your reflections on these scriptures with us on Twitter and Instagram using the hashtag #GetInTheWord and hashtag #TruthsTable.
Saints, whatever is honorable, whatever is just, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is commendable, if there is any excellence, if there is anything worthy of praise, think about these things, practice these things, and the God of peace will be with you. Go with God.
Get in the Word with Truth's Table is a production of InterVarsity Press. For 75 years, IVP has created and published resources that deepen lives for Christ to engage the university, church, and the world. Visit ivpress.com for more information. Our Bible reading plan is from BibleStudyTogether.com, and the Bible version is the New English Translation used by permission. Sound engineering is from Podastery Studios, and our executive producer is Helen Lee.